is time for Auntie Una on iRadio. Are we ready to go?
Hey guys, I have so much fear right now.
Oh no.
If I could bottle it, I'd be a billionaire. Ooh, sounds ominous. Firstly, I was at my work Christmas party.
Never a good start, is it? True story.
Yeah. I called the boss hun. I mean, oh my God. He just gave me a weird look. So the staff Christmas party was on Friday and my work wife, as in my work bestie, was sick. So I didn't plan on staying long. Famous last words. My gorgeous work wife fancies one of the guys in accounts. I mean, she's had a huge thing for him since day one. So I'm just going to say it. I shifted him in the queue for chips.
Oh, for God's sake.
He's been messaging me as well, and I don't know what to do. Should I tell my bestie or say nothing and hope it all goes away?
Oh, my God. If you're going to do it right, girl. Like, in the chipper.
Oh, my God.
The salt and vinegar. Oh, the smell of her breath and everything. Sorry.
Is that where
sorry to whoever
like
sent this in, by the way.
She shifted her work besties, the fella that her work bestie fancies. But you do have a point about the chips. But there's something nice about that as well if they're sharing a bag of chips, do you know?
No, I disagree. No. If it was a romantic setting and they really did fancy each other and they just saw that as an opportunity and the chipper was the best place for it, no problem.
But no, this is sloppy. I mean, like...
It's so sloppy.
So I can sloppy.
Just, he has a battered sausage in one hand as well. You can just tell. And a big curry stain all over his lips.
Oh my God. You have set the scene so much, Mickey. I feel like I'm there.
And those lights are so bright in the chipper at 2:30 in the morning. Morning.
I can taste the curry. I can taste the curry. Keep going.
You want to shift this girl's friend as well.
Oh, okay. I mean, you're going to have to come clean. You can't. This won't go away.
Is that the question? She
doesn't know what to do. She says the fear. She says she has so much fear right now. If she could bottle it, she'd be a billionaire. And I totally understand why. She can't hide this because if it was in the chipper, other people would have seen and it'll be mentioned casually at work. Also, the guy is messaging her.
Okay. That's his problem, though. Like, he's the problem here. Stop messaging that girl.
But he might like her.
I wonder, is he oblivious to the other girl
I think so. I think that, Amy, you're going to have to go to your work bestie's house with a bunch of roses and some humble pie and just absolutely tell her straight away, like...
That's really hard to do.
It's really hard to do. I don't know. Yeah, but like, I mean, what if she starts fancying this guy now?
Please, God, no. Please, God, no.
Okay,
we have enough
Amy
drama.
Okay, what's Amy going to do? 087-110-2107.
Michal and Una here. Producer Scally is as well, who has dropped in some coffees and saved our lives. Thank you very much
for
that.
Thank you.
Una, hit us.
Okay, so Amy's been in touch and she says, her exact words are, I have so much fear right now. If I could bottle it, I would be a billionaire. So she was at the work Christmas party on Friday. Listen, things happen. There's tinsel, there's mistletoe, there's hormones, shenanigans. Anyway, her work bestie wasn't there. But a guy from accounts who her work bestie really fancies was there, and Amy ended up shifting him in the queue for the chipper.
My God.
Now she just feels horrific, and I totally get why. Yeah. Niamh Sligo says, tell her she shouldn't have so much fear she didn't rob someone's husband.
That's
one way of looking at
that
it.
That is so fair. Yeah. That is so fair. I don't think these two were together in the first place, were they?
Nope.
Lisa, what are you saying, girl?
Good morning, iRadio. How are we?
Good.
Oh my God. Salty, shifty kisses. Anyway, I think she needs to be upfront and honest with her best friend and just sit her down and tell her exactly what happened, because it's going to get out. If he's texting her now, that means trouble. And her bestie is going to find out about it. So she needs to be open and honest and just get it out of the way and tell her up front. And then just take it from there. So yeah, have a great day, guys.
Yeah, thanks very much, Lisa. With a good head on her shoulders, I feel.
Yeah, but imagine having that conversation, though. It's easier said than done. You know what I mean? Your face, and that's really hard.
It's tough, especially because this girl wasn't even at the party. Like, if you can do it in front of them, it's nearly even better. Do you know what I mean?
There's a sense of betrayal there that her friend will feel.
There is, absolutely.
Sorry, Amy, I don't mean to make your fear any worse. Like, it's only a small thing. Do you know what I mean?
Amy brought the story to us.
Yeah.
Sorry,
Amy. Okay, Amy, right. Help help for Amy. 087-110-107. Is there anything else she can do? Or is there anything she could say to her friend?
Philip also got in touch really quickly.
Remind the sloppy shifting. Where's this chipper? If they're queuing up to go into it, it must be good.
Anti-Una, baby. Bring us back.
Right, so Amy has been in touch. And she says she has so much fear right now, if she could bottle it, she'd be a billionaire. And I kind of understand why. Oh, we forgot the fact that she called the boss hon. And he was like,
yes,
whatever. Yeah, that's, yeah.
That's a side part to this whole
that's
story.
That's a side part, but it's also like...
It is bad.
It's cringe, yeah. Sorry, Amy.
So she's... That party was on Friday, so that means that she's probably going to see that boss today.
Yeah. So her work bestie didn't go... Right. Mm. But the fella that her work bestie really fancies, the guy from accounts, was there. Now, Amy admitted that she shifted him in the queue for chips. And that he's been messaging her.
I'm judging you so bad right now, Amy.
Oh, like, okay, right. Well, as someone said, calm down. You didn't rob someone's husband. So that's also true.
Yep.
Do you know?
Agreed. Yeah. Agreed. Another text came in from Emer in Selbridge. Bring your work wife for a coffee at the end of this week. Explain everything and be honest about your feelings. By the time you come back in the new year, it may be forgotten about.
Lads, that girl made a massive mistake. Work besties are so important. What did she do? That's from Emer in Hayes.
I get that as well. Emers getting in on this. Emers know what to do in
they
life.
They do.
They're great people. My sister's Emer. She's great for advice.
Oh, very good.
Emers are great on Auntie Una.
Yup, the Emers. I'm going to read a message out here now. And it's perhaps one of the best stories that we have ever been. It's so juicy. It's so juicy. Okay, here we go. OMG, I know how that girl feels. I ended up getting with the big boss at our Christmas party 2 years ago.
Oh, the big boss.
The big boss. We thought we were being discreet in the ladies' toilet, but sure, everyone knew it was us. I found out after the party that this big boss was actually engaged.
Oh,
the snake. Even talking about it now, I feel like someone standing in my grave. Christmas parties, lads, so dangerous. Stay safe out there. Anon in Monaghan.
Anon. Oh, Anon. Sorry. Anon. As soon as you said Anon, I was like, who's the big boss? Is it the bishop or the pope?
El Papi.
Oh, the bishop who's engaged and also getting frisky in the toilets. What?
Sorry, I didn't pronounce that correctly. Anon. Anon.
Oh, that's so
Anon,
good.
Anon. And imagine if it was Anon, though. Wow.
that just changes the whole thing.
It's not. Christmas parties, that's a good message anyway from the nun.
Oh.
Stay safe out there.
Jesus Christ. 087-110-107. Keep your texts coming in. What should Amy do in this situation? Let us know. 087-110-107. What should the nun do? What should the bishop do? What should the pope do in this situation too?
Mornings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolled. All the crack. Neatly packed and ready to go. Go.